Okay, today is Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Dalet. We're six lines from the top, right? Six lines, am I right? Six lines of the high. Now, we said yesterday that from the pasuk of V'yatza Chinam Ein Kosef, which means when an Amma Ivriya leaves her master, V'yatza Chinam, she leaves Ein Kosef. There's no exchange of money. However, when a woman gets married, there is an exchange of money, as long as she's a katana, a naira also. And who gets the money?
Father.
The father. So now the Gemara says, thank you. V'hai, v'yatza chinam, l'hacha, l'hachi hu da'asa. That's what you learn from that pasuk? Ha'mibayle l'kidatanya. We need it for the following vart. Titanya, we learned it in a brisa. V'yatza chinam, that it says v'yatza chinam, that a girl goes free, elu yemei bagrus. That is the days of when a girl reaches bagrus. Bagrus means 12 and a half. And ein kasef is elu yemei nairus, which is the days of nairus, which is at 12. The Gemara is going to ask, it's out of order. The Gemara is going to ask that question. So, but you see, it's a different limud. It's a different limud. Has nothing to do with the money of a kasef kedushin. It teaches you a different din. What din does it teach you? How long does a girl stay as an Ira? The Torah never says that. What age does she leave? So it's learned out from here. V'yatza chinam ein kasef. There are two times she could leave. She could either leave when she's an Ira or a Bulgaris. That seems to be that doesn't make any sense because she's already, you turn 12 and then you turn 12 and a half. The Gemara is going to ask that question. But the bottom line is it's a different limud. Has nothing to do with Kesef Kedushin.
So what does Ein Kesef have to do with it? Why the Pasuk? It's actually Limud. What's Ein Kesef for?
It's two different Limudim. The Gemara will ask that question. But the point is, it has nothing to do with Kesef Kedushin. It's a whole different Limud. It's about Amma Ivriya. How long does Amma Ivriya stay at Amma Ivriya? When does she go out? So Amar Ravina, Im Kain, if that was the only Limud, Lema Kra, Ein Kesef. It should just say Ein Kesef. My ain kesef with a yud? Yeah. It should have said ain without a yud. What's ain kesef with a yud? Ain kesef la adam zeh, aval yesh kesef la adon acher. You learn both. You learn both limudim. We learn the idea of when an amivriya leaves. And you also learn the din of ain kesef la adam zeh, aval yesh kesef la adon acher, meaning the father. How come? Because it could have said ain without a yod, but it said ain with a yod. What kind of limud is this? My new. Who is that? I'm sorry, I skipped a line. My ain kesef, ain kesef aldon zeh, aval yesh kesef aldon acher, umaniu. Who is that? Of the father. Mimai de darshin hachi. What kind of drush is this? What kind of drush is this? The Tanya. It says that, listen to this, a woman who is a bas kohen. So she grew up eating truma because her father is a Kohen. Once she gets married, she's not allowed to eat truma. What if happens if her husband dies or divorces her? So then it depends. If she didn't have any kids, she can go back home and continue to eat truma. She can go back to her father and resume eating truma. And if not, not. So the Gemara Satara says, the Tanya says, Vizera ain law. If she doesn't have any children, ainly ella Zara. I only know she doesn't have any children. Zara Manayin. What if she has grandchildren? What if she has grandchildren?
From home.
What?
From whom?
What do you mean from whom? She had children, but her son died. But she has grandchildren. What do you mean from whom?
She hasn't died.
Yes, but she has grandchildren, but no children. That could be. Talmud Lomar, Zera, doesn't, so then what? Then she can eat truma? No. Talmud Lomar, Zera Ein La. She doesn't have, it's a Zera Ein La, which means Ein La. Go look into it. Go be examined the story over here. Are there children? Are there grandchildren? Go examine. So you see, there is a model already for making a drasha like this. Ein liela zera kosher. By the way, not only is it zera kosher, zera pasul minayin. What about zera pasul? Talmud lomar zera ein la ayin la. Go check it out. Tosfos says
what do you mean
that.
Zera
pasul? What?
What do you mean zera pasul?
So look at what Tosfos says that it can't mean zera pasul, because if she had, how does she have zera pasul? How does she have illegitimate children? If she has illegitimate children, then she can't eat truma. Because she was unfaithful to her husband.
Correct.
So what it means is she has illegitimate grandchildren. That's what it means. She's illegitimate grandchildren. She had a child, a regular normal child. That child was unfaithful and had grandchildren. Even though those grandchildren are unfaithful they were the result of an unfaithful marriage, unfaithful relationship, it's still Nebuch, it's still her grandchild.
Right.
That's enough that she doesn't get to eat Truma anymore. The Tosfos changes it. It says, Zera Pasel Minayin. It means Zera Pasel. The grandchildren are Pasel. Children can't be Pasel.
So why would she have to suffer because of great grandchildren?
Not suffering. It's not suffering. It's considered offspring. It's considered offspring. Okay, not suffering. It's considered offspring. It's considered offspring. Even its grandchildren, it's still a grandchild. Right. It's considered offspring. And therefore, she no longer has a right to eat Truma. How do you know all that? Because it says, Vizera Ein La. And we're making a play on the words Ein. Ein La is Ayin La. Right? Ayin La means check it out. And see if there's any descendants in any way. Good descendants, illegitimate. Check it out. Make sure you check it out very good. So the Gemara says, Va'afteke Lazera Zara. But that was used for regular grandchildren. Forget illegitimate grandchildren. Right, so the Gemara says, no. Zera zara lo ispich kra. I don't need a pasuk for grandchildren because the bebanim are reb gebanim. That's obvious. It's obvious that grandchildren are like children. It's obvious that if you have a normal grandchild, that's considered like an offspring. That's a zera already. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that stops you from eating truma. Ki ispich kra luzera pasul. What do we need a pasuk for? For grandchildren that are pasul, not zera, but zera. Grandchildren that are pasul. What?
The Bunim
Harehim. The Bnei Bunim Harehim Kabunim. Grandchildren are like children. I don't need a pasuk for that. I don't need a special pasuk to tell me that grandchildren have the same din as children. I have a grandchild, Nebuch, but the child not here anymore, passed away. That's the same thing. I don't need a pasuk for that. What do we need a pasuk for? That the grandchild is legitimate. That's already a chiddush. Even that? Yeah, even that. How do you know? Zera ain't law, I in law, right? It should be Zera pasul. So what do you see? There's a model already for this kind of drasha. The funny thing is, the Marshal asks, what kind of model is this? It's not the same thing at all. Here, we have the word v'zera ein la, and we change it to ayin la. Right? We're not using a limud from the yud. It's not really the same thing. You don't really have such a funny limud like this, that from the yud we learn out something. Right? It's not such a good model. Right? But we don't have a better model. Now, Vitana Gufe Minole the Darish Hachi. How do you know the Tana that brought this up? How did they learn out this limud? In other words, maybe they didn't use this limud by a woman who's a Bas Kohen who marries a regular person. So Amri, it says Ksiv Me'ain Bilam. Right? There's a pasuk there, it says Me'ain Bilam. Right? That Bilam doesn't want to come with us. Right, that the elder said, the whoever they send, he doesn't want to come. Hashem said, don't go, he doesn't want to come. Me'ain Bilam. Me'ain Yabmi. My husband, my brother-in-law doesn't want to give me Yibam. So what do you see? That Me'ain without a Yud is also the same thing as with a Yud. The Lo Ksiv Behu Yud. There's no Yud there. V'acha Ksiv Behu Yud. But our Ein says, there is, V'yotzachinim Ein Kasef, there is a Yud. Shmamina l'drasha hu da'asa. So it's used for a drasha, and we learn both dinim. What both dinim? That a father gets kesef kedushin, and also the din that a naira leaves her a woman, an amma ivriya, leaves the amma ivriya at two stages. Right? Again, what are those two stages? The Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay.
So you're able to change aleph to the ayin then through the drasha?
That's a drasha that they quote, yeah. So if you can do that, you can make a drasha out of a yud. No, because Vizera Ein Law, and we said Ayin Law.
No, I used to go look.
So we're switching.
Right. I'm saying,
right? So since if you can do that, you can make a drasha out of a yud.
Right,
so Marshal said it's not really the same thing. It's close enough.
See, every time we have the word Ein with a yud.
If the Gemara, we don't have an art of making drushas. No, seriously. The whole Jewish religion is based on drushas. So it's all Amunas Chachamah. You don't realize that. How come I'm not allowed to write a letter on Shabbos? Because the Chachamim said that's what it means. L'sasa kol malacha. Yet I could schlep furniture around in my house all Shabbos afternoon long. That's okay. It might not be in the spirit of Shabbos. It's not a malacha. Schlepping furniture, moving couches around. It's not a malacha. But if I carry a piece of paper down the block, that's a melacha. That's not intuitive. Right? The whole religion is based on drushas. This, yeah, and the other eye, and not. That's right. This one, yeah, and the other one, not. Who made up the rule? Who made up the rule? The answer is that's the Masor we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. If you don't buy into it, you're not going to buy into anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Okay. Anyway, at the bottom line is, so we have, the truth is yesterday, that the Kesef Kedushin goes to the father, and also if the daughter goes to work, that salary that the daughter gets also goes to the father. Where did we learn that out from? Also from a different pasuk. So That was learned out from the pasuk of Lo'ama, right? So the Gemara says, "V'itzrach lamichtav kedusheha la'aviha." I need a pasuk to tell me that the father gets the kesef kedushin. "V'itzrach lamichtav ma'isi yedeh la'aviha." And I also need a pasuk to tell me that the ma'isi yedeh goes to the father. Why? Because of rachmana kedusheha la'aviha. If I only would have had the pasuk that the kedushin goes to the father, havamina, I would have thought, yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know why? Mishum lo tircha b'hu. What kind of tircha did he do? So yeah, in other words, no. What kind of tircha did she do? Sorry, what'd she do? She didn't do anything. So why should she get the money? Avu masega deha. But her, she just says she works. Deka tircha b'hu. She worked for it. Emadidahu. So it should go to her. Why does it go to the father? But you know what? It does go to the father. V'yashminan b'ha ma'isi yadeha. And if I would have only had the pasuk of ma'isi yadeha, deka mistaznamine. After all, the father supports his daughter. Right. And the father has to support his daughter whether or not she gets works or not. So you know what? That makes perfect sense. The father's supporting her. He's paying all the tuition. He's paying everything. So she makes a few dollars babysitting. It should go to him. 100%. Why should she get it? I'm talking about halachically, not in terms of...
I lost that argument years ago.
I have a kiddusheha, but a kiddushin, dime alma ka'asila, that comes from left field. She didn't do anything to earn that. That comes from left field. Why should the father get that? That's a freebie.
Because she agreed.
But she didn't agree. She's 10 years old. Ema di dahave. Maybe it should be hers. Right? Tzricha. That's why I have a pasuk. Okay?
I thought we can't have a kiddushin unless she agrees.
No, that's only if she's an adult. Now, Gufa, we learned 10 minutes ago that v'yatzachinam, that when it says in the Torah v'yatzachinam, elu yimei bagras, that is the days of bagras, which we say means 12 and a half. Ein kasef, elu yimei nairus, that's the days of nairus, which is 12. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, v'lichtav rachmana nairus, so let us just say nairus, v'lo boy bagras. Doesn't have to mention 12 and a half. If she leaves him, she's 12. And she certainly leaves when she's 12 and a half. So Amar Rabba, so the truth is, how do we know what a Naira is? And how do we know what a Bogaris is? How do we know what those mean? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Bozeh V'limeid Alzeh. Each one teaches you the other. Now, before we read the Rashi and explain what that means, the Gemara gives an example of what that means. Let's do the example first, because I think it'll shed a little bit light. The Gemara is going to upsolve the example, but at least the example is going to make sense. There are two kinds of Eved Ivri. One's an Eved Ivri who works for 6 years, and one's an Eved Ivri who works for Yovel. Can an Eved Ivri, if an Eved Ivri works for a Kohen, can the Eved Ivri eat Truma?
Yes.
No. Only an Eved Kenani can eat Truma. An Eved Ivri cannot eat Truma. And the Gemara, the Pasuk says, an Eved Ivri works for 6 years can't eat Truma, and an Eved Ivri works for Yovel also can't eat Truma. So I need both. Why are you telling me both can't eat truma? Midi dahavi a toshav v'sachir. It's just like a toshav and a sachir, right? It's just like a toshav and a sachir. Now, what's a toshav? What's a sachir? So the Gemara says, "Detanya toshav. What's a toshav? Zeh kanoi kini olam. That's an Eved Ivri who's working forever till Yovel. Sachir zeh kanoi kini olam. That's a guy who's working for 6 years." He's working for 6 years, and they both can't eat truma. So, now, if they both can't eat truma, I'd have to mention both.
Right.
Yomer Toshev, it should say a guy who's working forever. Guy's working forever can't eat truma. Velo Yomer Sachir. You don't have to tell me a guy's 6 years. Vani Omer. Karni kina olam in ochel. If a guy's working forever, doesn't eat truma. So, karni kina sharam lo kolshkin. So, for sure, if he's working for 6 years, he doesn't eat truma. So, why on earth did the Torah have to say both? Right? Ilu Kane, if you want to only mention one, Haisi Omer, I would have said, Toshav Zeh Karnoi Kin Rishonim. A Toshav means a Kin Rishonim, right? Which is not what it means. But I would have said, if you only mentioned one, I would have said it means Kin Rishonim. Avol Karnoi Kin Olem Ochel. Bataka. If the guy's there for the rest of his life, then of course he can eat truma with you. He's mamash with you the rest of his life. Bas Sochir. So the Torah mentions Sochir. Ah. V'limed al Toshav. And it sheds light on a Toshav. Sha'af al pi, she'karnoi kinoi olam, ein ochel. Even though it's forever, he still can't eat. So too, I don't know what a Naira is. What's a Naira? How old is a Naira? How old? What are these ages? Maybe it only means someone who's 12 and a half. Why should it mean someone who's 12 and a half? Because I'll give it the longest possible zman. You're in Am Ivriya as long as possible. How long can I schlep that off? I can schlep it off till 12 and a half. More than that already, we all agree that a girl's an adult. I can schlep it off till 12 and a half. Comes along, v'yatza chinam, ein kasef. No. It's only 12. 12 or 12 and a half. Just like by the Socher and the Toshev. By the Toshev and Socher. So Rashi says, in the Brashev, v'zeh ba v'limit al zeh, mitoch shalo pirish nairis mikra, doesn't tell me what a naira is in the Torah. What age? I have no idea what that means. Elame elav hulamad. We learned it out over here. She'ein lonu davar acher litlos yitziyatzabo. There's nothing else that her leaving is dependent on. It's just age. It's not dependent on any other factor. Hutrich litlos shneim. Therefore, the Torah had to write both of them. De'i kasav chad. If it only would have mentioned one, havamina bagrusu. I would have thought that's bagrus. Why is it bagrus? Because we're going to keep her there as long as we can. And bagrus is a later time. Dashmeinan kra. That's what the pasuk means. Avol nairis lo mapikla. But at nairis, she doesn't leave. She doesn't leave yet. Ba chaveru. So comes along the other one. V'li meid al karchach chad minayil nairis asa. One comes for nairis. How do we have the comparison limud? A toshav and a sachir. Which is the exact same thing. Says the Gemara, it's totally, you totally got it wrong. Amalei Abaya, mi dummy. How can you compare Toshav and Sachir to a Naira and a Bogeres? Hassam, over there, by the case of the Avadim, it's Trey Gufinin, it's two separate people. So we have one din by an Eved Ivri working for 6 years, and one din by an Eved Ivri working for Yovel. It's two separate people. Trey Gufininu, dummy. The Chinami Kasar Rachmana, Toshav Nirta, Lo Yochal. First it says the guy who's going to Yovel can't eat truma. V'hadar kasav idach havi sachir. And then it says, by the way, even if a guy's only for 6 years, he also can't eat truma. What is that? Really, it's a kalvachomer. Milsa de isya bekalvachomer. It's really a kalvachomer. It's obvious, no? Umilsa de isya bekalvachomer. And something that's learned out of a kalvachomer, tarach v'kasav lakra. The Torah will sometimes, still write it in a pasuk anyway. Even though it's a kalvachomer. It's a kavachomer. No? If you're there forever, you can't eat, so for sure, if it's temporary. So, elahacha, but over here, we're talking about chad gufahi. It's one person. So, ki nafkaluhu nairis, if she leaves when she's 12, then bagris my boygabe. What's she still doing there? So, it's not the same comparison at all. So, back to square one. Why does the Torah have to say tuzmanim? Doesn't make any sense. When she's 12, she leaves. What's she still doing there? 12 and a half. It doesn't make any sense. You bring me to Toshav and Zachir. That's two different dinim. It's the same idea. It's two different people. Right. You have an Eved Ivri for 6 years, and Eved Ivri for Yovel. I can learn that one from the other. The Torah goes out of its way and mentions it anyway. But over here, what's the Torah mentioning? What's the Torah mentioning? That when she's 12, she leaves, and when she's 12 and a half, she also leaves? She already left. So, the Gemara answer is a difficult answer. Ella, Amar Abaya, Lo Nitzricha, we're talking about, you know why that Torah had to tell us a Bogeres? Lo Nitzricha, Ella, Lebeger, the Islandess. She's an Islandess. Okay? She's an Islandess. Therefore what? Sol Kedai Techamina, I would have thought, B'denairus, Tepuk, that she leaves when she's Nairus, but Bagrus, Lo Tepuk, but a Bagrus doesn't leave. Why doesn't she leave? She doesn't have it. She's not a Naira. Why does she have not a Naira? She has no simonim of maturity. That's what, and Ayala Nasir is, unfortunately. She has no simanim of maturity. So when she's a Naira, she's not leaving. She's not a Naira. She has no signs of maturity. How about this? Maybe when she becomes a Bogeris, which if you're an Ayala, when you're age 20, right? 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 Avol Bagros Lo Tepuk. When she becomes a Bogeres, she shouldn't leave. Right? She shouldn't leave even when she returns to Bogeres. Kamash Malon. No, she does leave. That's why it's two separate stages. Two separate... A regular person and an islandist. When does an islandist leave? So I think she's when she turns 20. When she turns 20, she leaves. By that time, she's considered a Bogeres, even if she's an islandist for the rest of her life. Right, if she turns 20 and she has no signs of maturity, she's never having children, and she's never all those things kick in. Now maybe she doesn't leave because she never had an iris, quote unquote. No, then she's a bogeris. Right. That's why it's two separate zmanim.
Aren't 12-year-olds islanders?
No, as a matter of fact, the islanders is quite rare. It's extremely rare. You probably never even saw one.
But at 12,
what?
Yeah, a normal girl at 12.
Is going to ask that question. Tosas is going to ask that question. 12. We'll get to that question in a minute. The last Tosas. We didn't get to the Gemara yet. We're going to ask that question in a minute. It's a good question. It's a question much better than the answer. Okay, so you got the story? That's why it's two separate Zmanim. 12-year-old, a normal person. Then, if she's not normal, she stays. And at 12 and a half, at Bogeres is whenever that happens. Either at 12 and a half... Maybe 15, we determine she's an islandist. It could be at any time. The maximum time is 20, I think. Right? That by 20, if there's nothing doing, we let her go. So, Maskifla Rav Bar Rav Ashi. One second. Falav Kalvachomahu. So, again, isn't that a Kalvachomer? Mas Simonim She'ein Motziin Mishutz Av. Simonim, which do not allow a girl to leave her father's possession, father's, not possession, really means jurisdiction, until she turns 12 and a half. Motziyin Mirishos Adon, so Bagrus, Shom Motziyin Mirishos Av, Ein Odin, Shom Motziyin Mirishos Adon, so certainly she should be able to leave. What do we need a pasuk for? So obviously, Mar Bar Rav Ashi rejects the idea that something that you can learn from a Kal Vachomer is still in a pasuk. Because to him, it would never be, because he's asking this question. I would say, okay, you're right, it's a Kal Vachomer, it's still in the pasuk, so it's not such a crime. Exactly. So he has a hold from that. He holds that there's never a pasuk if you could learn it out from a Kal Vachomer, right? So, Ella, Omar Mar Bar Rav Ashi, he changes it, he gives a different answer. Ella le'ikr zivina de islandist. The issue is when the sale is for an islandist. So, I would have thought the isya simone nairis have a zivina, that when she has signs of nairis. That's when the sale is over, or that's when the sale takes effect, right? Likas zavina de islandus, the sale of an islandus. So get the is a simon in iris. When she has simon in iris, if she has simon in iris, have a zavina. The lo is your simon in iris. If she doesn't have simon in iris, lo have a zavina. Lo have a zavina. It's not a sale. Kamash malon the yatzachinam. Therefore, the Torah says v'yatzachinam. That even an islandess goes out when she's a Bogeres. Tosfos asks, but one second, when a girl's 6 years old and she's sold as an Amivriya, how do you know at that stage whether or not she's going to be an islandess?
Right.
How do you know that? So Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar, Ubekatnus, Ich Noda. How do you know Shalot Tavi Simone Nairis? How do you know whether or not she's going to have Simone Nairis? The Simone islandess, Hainu, Kishihi Bas Eskrim. Those only kick in when she turns 20. What are they? Velohavia Cyrus, Shazanav Shte Cyrus, Kiddi Issa Beperka Aurel, Afal Pishiyish Simone Islandus, Shev Shalahaka Bekatnus, even though there are some that you can already see when she's a young girl. Kigon, for example, Simon Dikola Ava, she has a thick voice, Ve'ein Shipule Me'eha Kinashim, she doesn't have the shape of a woman. Hamrinon, Gabe Sris, so we say by a male, Ajiheg Bokulan, you have to have all the Simonim, not just one. So a girl has a deep voice, a 10-year-old girl, doesn't mean anything. Right. And so you can't know all the Simanim, she's too little, right? Mistama, Huadin, the islandist. So the same thing, it must be an islandist that has all Simanim, not just one Simon. So how do you know when you sell her whether or not she's going to turn into an islandess or not? So the answer is you don't know. V'yesh lomar, dachik lomar. This is what it means. Lo havi zivina zivina. It wasn't, it retroactively wasn't the sale. V'tzara ha'adon lahachzir ma'aseha ma'aseha. You have to return all the money.
To the father.
V'av yachzir ha'kesef. You return all the work she did. And the father, you bought, she was paid for.
Right.
So the father has to return the initial payment. And the master has to return all the money that he made by having this girl there, working.
At what age do you have to wait till?
20. Or unless you can say for sure that she's an islandess, even at 18 or 17, if you know. Well, the point is, you don't, of course, when she's 10, you don't know. If it turns out later, all the money has to go back. The gam ain't shayach ba'din yiyud im ya'ada. And of course, there's no din of yiyud when the master wants to marry her. That's a mekachtos,
right,
which is like any island. It's a mekachtos. We're going to get to those stories of mekachtos by a kedushin, right? She can't have children. It's a mekachtos. So that's all it means. You're right. Enoch, you don't know now. You don't know now. There's no way you can know. She's a little kid. Even if she has maybe epis, one little sign, it doesn't mean she's an island. She has to have every sign. That you don't know when she's young. The sale goes through. If it turns out later, then everything has to go back.
And so when a father sells a daughter at age 7...
Right, you have no idea.
Seven, he's selling it for 5 years. So if she comes 12, there's no nairis. What happens then? He pays more? Then the guy pays
I'm not sure what happens exactly. I'm not sure.
Wait.
I'm not sure. No, what happens right now? Normally she would leave.
Right.
Now she has epic signs of islandness. So what do you do? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, now... Ulamar bar Ravashi, and Mar bar Ravashi just said, "Da'amar v'lav kavachomer v'lav kavachomahu hamrinan milsa de'isya b'kavachomer tarach v'kasav lakra." So again, we have a rule that even if it's a kavachomer, you could still mention the even if something can rule out of a kavachomer, the Torah still might sometimes mention it. He asked a question. What do you mean? Why is this mentioned? You know why it's mentioned? Because even though it's a kavachom, we mentioned it anyway. So he doesn't hold from that din, right? Why not? Why doesn't he hold from that din? So that's like a pretty good Torah, but mention something. Even sometimes the Torah does that. Even though you think you're so smart, Torah also smart. Torah also said that. Hani mili hecha deleka lishinuye. It's only if it can't be learned out. Aval hecha deika lishinuye mishaninan. But if it can be learned out, then we do taka learn it out. Right? In other words, I hold, he holds, the Torah would only mention the kavachomer if you couldn't learn it out some any other way. If you could learn it any other way, the Torah would never mention the kavachomer. Okay. Now, Vitana, our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, right? So we have a vart of V'yatzachinam Ein Kasef, right? That was somebody by the name of Rabbi Yehuda mentioned that din. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah has a different source. V'tani b'risa b'maisi le'mehacha. Our Gemara brings it from here. The Tanya, it says, ki yikach ish isha ubala. Right, when a man takes a woman and they have relations, v'haya, and it comes out in lo matza chein be'enav, doesn't like her. Ki matza b'ervas davar. He didn't like her. Didn't work out. Ein kicha ela b'kesef. The very word kicha means kesef. It says ki yikach ish isha. How did he take her? How did he get her? He just walked over to her. How did that happen? The answer is he gave her kesef. How do you know that? That's what yikach means. V'chein omer, it says, nasati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni. Right? That's by Avram Avinu. So the Gemara says...
Wait, well, yesterday we had a kicha, kicha was land.
What?
Yesterday.
So this is a different limud. A different limud. V'alodinu. But 1 second, it's a kavachomer. Ma ama ivriya. You have an ama ivriya. She'enu nikdas bebiya. She can't be acquired with bia, nevertheless. Nignas b'kesef, she can be acquired in kesef. So Zu, a regular girl, she nignas b'bia, she can be acquired with bia. How do we know that? We didn't learn that yet. Ain't no din, but it's one of the ways. So ain't no din, she tikna b'kesef. So can't she be acquired with kesef? It's a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, no. Yivama tochiach. A yivama will disprove that. Why? She nignas b'bia, she can be acquired with bia. The brother died, so the brother comes and takes. What does he do? There's no kedushin. Just takes her home. I mean, there are, we have a kedushin. We have a mimer. That's not in the Torah. Didn't require that. What is it? What acquires it? Bia. However, you can't ain't a nikdas b'kesef, but a yivama doesn't work with kesef. You can't do that. So therefore, there's no, therefore, it's not a valid kal v'chomer.
Right.
Says to go 1 second. B'ma yivama shekeid ein niknas b'shtar. But yivama can't be acquired with a shtar. Tomar bezu. What about a woman? She niknas b'shtar. She can be acquired with a shtar. So you know what? It is a good kal v'chomer now. It is a good kal v'chomer. A good kal v'chomer. If an am, if Ria can't be acquired with Bia, but can be acquired with Kesef, so a regular woman who can be acquired with Bia, and also Shtar, so for sure could be acquired with Kesef. So the Gemara says, well, Talmud Lomar, Ki Yikach Ish. That's why it says Ki Yikach Ish. That's why there's a Pasuk. So the Gemara says, Halam Alikra, what kind of Pasuk is that? What is the Pasuk for? Ha'isila, we have a Kavachomer.
Right.
We have a Kavachomer that we didn't upschlag. It's a valid Kavachomer. What's wrong with the Kavachomer? So Amar Vashi, no. Mishum de'ikala meimar me'ikara de'dina pircha. This Kavachomer doesn't even get off the ground. It's different. It's a different like level of pircha when you can't even get off the ground, as opposed to, okay, you have a kal v'chomer, you're comparing A to B, but it's not a good comparison. I'll tell you why. This is even worse. It doesn't even get off the ground. Rashi says, Meikara Dedina, Mimakam Sha'atabal Lilmod, from the place you want to bring a source, Dahainu Amma Ivriya, right, that Amma Ivriya can't be acquired with Bia, but she can be acquired with Kesef. So too, a woman who could be acquired with Bia and also Shtar, should be acquired with Kesef. That kal v'chomer is so flawed, it doesn't even get off the ground. What's the flaw? Right? The Yesh Lahashiv. That kal v'chomer is so flawed. V'hachi kamar, me'ikara dina depircha. Right away that kal v'chomer doesn't even get off the ground. Shehatshuva, sheheshiv b'tchila, yivama tochiach, and then we mentioned yivama. Well, yivama can yes be acquired with Bia, but not Kesef. Lav meikar d'dina is here el makamacher. Now you're bringing another thing from left field. I can the kal v'chomer doesn't get off the ground. Forget bringing in. You have to bring in. We brought in yivama. Oh, that's not a good kal v'chomer. You know why? Because yivama is different. So then we answered. Well, yivama doesn't have a shtar, and this woman has a shtar. Forget all that. I can disprove this kal v'chomer doesn't get off the ground without bringing up yivama from left field. Mehecha kamaisila. Back in the Gemara, where are we bringing up this kal v'chomer from? From Am Ivriya. Mala Am Ivriya. Shkin yotze b'kesef. And Am Ivriya leaves with kesef. Tomar bizu she'ena yotze b'kesef. But a woman you can't divorce with kesef. Right? And Am Ivriya can get out of it with kesef. A woman can't get out of it with kesef. So the whole kal v'chomer doesn't get off the ground. You don't have to bring me a kasha from Yavama. From just Mineu Bein is kal v'chomer, not a kal v'chomer. Talmud lomar ki yikach ish. That's why it says ki yikach. The truth is, we need both sources. Why? If it only would have said kiikach, I would have thought kidushin diyavla bal didahava. That I would have thought the money goes to the daughter. After all, she's the one getting married. That's why it says v'yatzachinam. No, it goes to the father, the other adon, the father. V'yikazavrachmana v'yatzachinam. And had it only said v'yatzachinam, I would have thought, heichid yahavid ihu l'didei v'kidashto havi kiddush. If the girl, what if the girl gives money to the man? That should also work. Why does it have to be only, why can't only the husband buy? Why can't the wife, after all, look at Rashi, the kivan da ashbi idan, the kesef avid ishos, since we established that kesef makes ishos, right? So mali kesef di day, mali kesef di da. What's the difference? Whose kesef it is?
The girl can't make a kenyan.
Why not? No, I'm talking about an adult now.
Oh, an adult.
Exactly. Yeah. Lahachi hadar kutani kra. That's why the pasuk says zimna achriti in another place behedja beferish ki yikach ish v'lo ki sikach isha leish. Not the other way around, right? It's the man's doing it, not the woman. Kaser rachmana ki yikach v'lo ki sikach. Good. Next, then it says ubala, right? It says ki yikach ish isha ubala, and they have relations. Malamed sheniknas bebia. You see from here that a woman can be acquired with bia. Valodinu. Is that obvious? It's a kal v'chomer. Uma yivama. You have a yivama. She niknas bekesef. She can't be acquired with kesef. Niknas bebia. So zu, a regular woman, sheniknas bekesef, who can be acquired with kesef, eino din sheniknas bebia. Can't she for sure? Why do we need a pasuk? It's obvious. It's a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, no, Amma Ivriya tochiach. And Amma Ivriya will disprove the kal v'chomer. Why? She niknas bekesef. She can be acquired with kesef. Ve'ein niknas bebia. And she can't be acquired with bia. Right? So too, right? So it's not a good kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, well, but mala amivriya she'ain kinyan l'shamishas. But that's not for ishus. That's just to work. Tomar bizu she'kinyana l'shamishas. But this is for ishus. So you know what? The kal v'chomer has been reinstated. Kal v'chomer has been reinstated. Just like a yavama, what's the kal v'chomer? A yavama is not niknas b'kesef, niknas b'biya. So regular niknas b'kesef also be niknas b'biya. We asked the kasha, what about an amivriya? What about an amivriya? Because she thinks that's b'kesef and she's not niknas b'biya. No, but an amivriya is not niknas for a woman. For what? For wife. She's not niknas for a wife. Yeah, you can marry her at the end, the master. But it's not niknas for that. She's niknas to work. So it's not a valid. It's not a valid pircha. So what do we have now? We have a valid kal v'chomer that a woman could be acquired with bia. Yes. Tamalomer ubala comes along the Torah ubala. You could be niknas with bia. What happened? So uvalama likra. It's a, we have a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara is going to give the exact same answer. Amar Ravashi bishum de'ikla meimar meikara de'dina pircha. This kal v'chomer doesn't even get off the ground. You don't have to bring me a kasha from Amar Vriya. Doesn't get off the ground from right here. Why? Where are you bringing me a raya from? From Yavama. Yavama is niknas bibia and not kesef. So too a regular woman. Mali Yavama, she came to kukuva omedes. A Yavama has no choice. By the virtue of the fact that her husband died, she becomes zakut to the brother-in-law. She has no choice.
She can do chalitza.
Fine. But until chalitza is done, and if chalitza is not done, she has no choice. Tomer Bezu, every other woman in the world, she's a kukuva omedes. They have a choice. Hi, you want to marry me? You, I'll never marry you. Right? You're the last man standing, I still won't marry you. Right? So that she has a choice. That's why it's not a good kal v'chomer. How can you bring me a raya from Yavama who has no choice? Yeah, what's the husband supposed to do? Not do bia? She has no choice. When I say choice, I mean she's zaka. She's connected to him. That's not a choice. You're right. She doesn't want to do it, they'll do chalitza. The point is, there's a zika, there's a connection that was not of her doing.
Gotcha.
Here, therefore, that's not a kal v'chomer that a regular woman who has certainly a choice can be acquired with bia. Of course not. Tamad lomar ubala. That's why it says ubala. We can't learn it out of a kal v'chomer. Good. And tomorrow we'll go keep on going. Very good. All right. Everybody have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.